Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special edition of the South Bay Show on April 25th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and this is a special edition of the South Bay Show, celebrating and announcing the kickoff of the Beach Cities Relay for Life 2016. And we're joined by two special guests, and I'm thrilled to have them with us. First, let me tell you about Susan Cohen. Susan is currently a communications specialist at Northrop Grumman Corporation. She is also a restaurant owner, a Relay for Life team captain for 14 years, and a cancer survivor. Susan was born in Hawthorne, California, attended West High School in Torrance, and received a certificate at the Southern California Regional Occupation Center. She began her career in aerospace in 1971 at the age of three at Rockwell International as an administrative assistant. It's an amazing thing, 3 years old, and later became an associate design engineer. She took a break in her career to raise her children and until they were in elementary school. Susan has worked at Northrop Grumman since 1996 and has worked in communications since 1999. She has won two awards for her development of an online process for public release clearance, which was adopted by the entire corporation. Susan joined a Relay for Life team in 2001 in honor of a close friend who had survived malignant melanoma, sarcoma, and breast cancer. It was such a rewarding experience. She became a team captain the following year, and her team is still relaying today. In 2003, Susan was diagnosed with breast cancer herself and joins her friends in the Relay for Life Survivor First Lap. Susan was married in 1981 to Harold Cohen, owner of La Playita Cafe in Hermosa Beach. We love eating at La Playita. You can't beat the view. They have two children, Danielle and Alex, and two grandchildren. And also joining us today is a very close friend who just gave me some very bad news. We've been friends for 22 years, and I would prefer that she keep that quiet and just say that's like, you know, a few years. Maria Stiritz relocated to California in 1979, born and raised in New York City. She began her nursing career in 1976 in the Bronx. Maria has been a Redondo Beach resident for the past 30 years. Her roles in life include being a registered nurse, caregiver, wife, mother of twins, aunt, and friend. Maria has committed her time to the South Bay community as a volunteer throughout the past 30 years. Maria was involved in the Redondo Beach Unified School District PTA, hands-on art docent, health aide, and religious education instructor. Cancer has surrounded Maria's life both professionally and personally. It has taught her and challenged her. Cancer changes you to be the best person you can be. Maria had her own personal battle with cancer in 2010. Maria is celebrating six birthdays at Relay this year. Maria began, and that's relating to the Relay for Life's kind of motto, is that they sponsor birthdays. Maria has began volunteering with the American Cancer Society in 2012. She organized and facilitated the local CPS-3 study, joined the Coastal Cities Leadership Council 2 years ago, and has served as the event lead for the Relay for Life of the Beach Cities since 2014. Maria was nominated to the American Cancer Society's Regional Council January 2015. She has received multiple recognitions for her service in the ACS, including Hero of Hope and most recently Outstanding Volunteer Leadership, a 2015 California Statewide Excellence Award. Maria fights back and relays for many reasons. The first and foremost one is with hope that the children of the world never have to hear the words, "You have cancer." The second is with gratitude. Research and advanced technology have helped to create more birthdays and more cures. Blessed each day that her husband Bill is cancer-free for 32 years. The third is in memory of the family and friends that have battled cancer. Maria lost her sister to ovarian cancer 12 years ago and her dad to lung cancer 33 years ago. Susan and Maria, thank you and welcome to this show today.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for inviting us to be your guest today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Susan and Maria. This is an outgrowth of my wife, Carrie, and I just sitting down and saying, well, what can we do? What can I specifically do for the Relay for Life movement here in the Beach Cities? And I love this format. It's something that that is very personal and very immediate. People can listen on their iPhones and their iPads and iPods and on their computers anywhere. They can email the link to their friends in Poughkeepsie, New York, or wherever they want, and people can listen to it all over the country. And so I'm going to repeat this several times. I'm challenging everyone who hears this. I'm challenging you to send this to 10 people that you know, just 10, not 20, not 50. I'm challenging you to send this link to 10 people that you know and ask them to get involved in some way, whether to donate or to volunteer. And as we go forward, we're going to be listening to some stories from both from cancer survivors and also caregivers, and I'm really excited about that too. Let's start with you, Maria. The Beach Cities Relay for Life 2016 kickoff, that's what we're celebrating today. Tell us a little bit about what is the Relay for Life?
Relay for Life is a collaboration of community, businesses, family, and friends that come together to celebrate cancer survivors, to remember those that we've lost and or who are fighting cancer, and to fight back. And it is a 24-hour event that's held on July 16th at Lincoln Elementary School. Relay for Life of Beach Cities includes El Segundo this year, Hermosa Beach, and Redondo Beach. Those are the three communities that are coming together that day, but relays are all over the United States. This past weekend, we celebrated three. It's an incredible journey of people that have hope and courage, and they just inspire me. I've met the most incredible people. The purpose of Relay, of course, is primarily to fundraise, and fundraising is so important to our mission, to the American Cancer Society mission. Mm-hmm. The funds are used for a variety of American Cancer Society services. Six, they are used for research and technology. Proud to say that recently several huge grants were just given to UCLA, where young researchers are out there always trying to find better treatments and technology. And then they're used for things like Hope Lodge, and where if a cancer patient's coming to a local hotel, a local needs treatment locally, there's a hotel or a facility that might offer them lodging. It's used for Road to Recovery, and Road to Recovery is a program where volunteers will drive cancer patients for chemotherapy if they don't have. There's so many programs. There's Feel Good, Look Good, and your funds, your donations, and your support is all a collaboration and used in many, many different ways.
Well, I want to ask Susan. Susan, you got involved initially because you were supporting friends who had cancer.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. But life is strange in that way. You never knew that you would be here many, many, many years later, 14 years as a Relay for Life team captain. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about that first year.
I just felt like I had to do something. You know, a dear friend of mine had gone through so much. And then another friend of mine had been diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, the list goes on, and I just wanted to do something. And I was at our local fair, and there was a booth, you know, advertising Relay for Life, and I just decided to jump on a team. And didn't know anybody on the team, really. Invited my friend who had gone through all of this chemo and surgery to take that first lap and just hang out with me for a little while. And we both were, I mean, it's a very moving experience. And we decided, you know, my friend and I, that we should have our own team and invite a lot of our friends, you know, that we had together. And so I just did it. And got, at the time, I was working at TRW, and their women's network group sponsored our team. Then we became Northrop Grumman, and Northrop Grumman now is a nationwide sponsor. Mm-hmm. And so our teams are sponsored. We have, I think, 3 or 4 teams this year.
Right.
I've been team captain ever since, and my team won't let me quit. we enjoy it so much. And the luminary ceremony is so moving. Everything about Relay is moving, and it's a lot of fun, you know, raising the money. You know, we make it fun. We had a bake sale recently and did quite well, raised over $500.
Right.
But, you know, it's a real feel-good, you know, participation, and every year there's another person that we're relaying for, and it's just, you know, I would so like to be a part of seeing an end to this, you know, finding a cure for cancer, and that's what Relay's about.
Well, now, you, Susan, and Maria are here to speak from experience about what Relay is all about, and how people can get involved as sponsors and also as volunteers. But my job is to make sure that we don't forget business that we're here to do. And first of all, we have 2 presenting sponsors that we want to highlight. I'm going to ask you, Maria, to speak a little bit about, Susan's a little biased, but I'm going to have to ask you to impartially speak about these 2 presenting sponsors, UCLA Health and Northrop Grumman. Can you just speak about these 2 a little bit? These sponsors.
Can you hear me, Joe?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Sponsorships are really important. They're partnerships as well, but to be a presenting sponsor means that a business has, or a person, it doesn't have to be a business, has committed and donated $10,000 to our local Relay for Life of Beach Cities in support of our fundraising efforts. And Northrop Grumman and UCLA Health both have done that for us. And, we are just incredibly grateful to them for their support. Susan already talked about the teams that we have. Northrop Grumman does have several teams, and they do lots of different events as well. They're going to do a bowling event, which will raise thousands of dollars. There's lots of different ways you can become a sponsor. $10,000 is incredible, but you know, $500, $1,000. Every donation is important. We have all different kinds of sponsors, whether they're actually donating money or if they're an in-kind sponsor. We do have several in-kind sponsors, which means that they're doing something that is incredibly valuable to our event. And I can give an example of that. Like El Torito is donating the food for everyone who donates $100. Every team has people on the every team captain has a team with let's say 10, 20, 30 people on it. And the goal is for each person on your team to raise $100. When you raise $100, you get a T-shirt that is commemorative of the event, and you also get fed. And this year, El Torito will be sponsoring our dinner for those.
Did you say food?
Yes, food. Yes, definitely
food.
Yes, definitely.
That's my
food,
favorite.
So. Yes.
Now, well, that's wonderful, wonderful, and fantastic. And another thing that we tried this time that I'm really excited about is that we collected a few caregiver and cancer survivor stories. And we have to begin, Maria, briefly, tell me how you met the love of your life.
Well, you know, miracles come in all shapes and sizes and happen to those who believe in them. And Bill was my patient in 1982. He had come into a very small hospital, MaxiCare in Ladera Heights, and I happened to be the recovery room nurse. And that day he was going to be told that he was diagnosed with metastatic testicular cancer. And back then, the hospital stays were a little bit different when you had chemo. You'd be in the hospital for at least a week, and the hospital was small, so we got to see a lot of each other. And I journeyed beside him when he had his second surgery. You know, he had a tumor that was the size of a 6-month embryo, and he had to have 5 months of chemotherapy before they could even remove it. And today we've been married 30 years, and Bill just celebrated 33 years without cancer, and he is my hero of hope. He is an inspiration, and I think you might hear from him a little bit later. I think he did send in a recording.
He is my pole position person. That's why I'm introducing the story now. We're going to hear from him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Stiritz.
Hi, my name's Bill Stiritz. 34 years ago, cancer turned my world upside down, changing all my priorities in life. Two surgeries and a year of chemotherapy left me weak, but despite the battle, I was ready to restart my life. I did not know how much time I might be given, but I was fortunate to find a person to share it with, my nurse, Maria. I cannot thank the caregivers, the doctors, the researchers, and the trial patients enough for that they yielded the treatments that the plan that I received. I only know I've been given a wonderful gift, 34 years and counting. And in that time, my wife, my family, my home, and our many growing number of friends. I relay to give back to a small portion of those years and further our battle with this terrible disease that strikes so many of our family and friends. I only pray that our investment leads to ever more successful therapies and a world with more birthdays.
What a story. It really is just that simple. He faced one of the toughest challenges of his life, and he got a beautiful wife and two beautiful twins, and boy, what a turnaround. You wouldn't recognize that if you saw it in a movie, you'd say, why can't they come up with a more realistic story? What? He gets testicular cancer and then he marries his nurse? Yeah, right. And then they have twins? Yeah, right. Come on. Hollywood.
Well, that testimony left me just totally, you know, overwhelmed and so emotional. Susan and I are both sitting here with our tissues, and I know that, I'm so grateful to my life with them. I'm so blessed. And since I joined the American Cancer Society, he actually worked at Northrop Grumman for years, and we first started with the Northrop Grumman team, red, white, and blue. And because I said to him, Bill, Northrop Grumman is, you know, they do this. Go find out what we have to do to be on a team. And he's since retired, and since he retired, he actually has been incredibly supportive of ACS and of all my commitment to the mission. And he now is the web chair for the for our page, for our Relay for Life page. He does an incredible job keeping up with the sponsorships and the fundraisers coming up. And I visited at Relay for Life of Beach Cities. org, and he just does a good job. You can find out what's going on and who our sponsors are, and not only does he do that, he also has become a Road to Recovery driver, because Bill was from Massachusetts and he didn't really have any family here, and he had friends, he had work friends, but when he was going through his chemotherapy, he always had to find a ride to the hospital or a ride back from the hospital. So Road to Recovery is a really good fit for him, because he feels like he can now help someone here who is battling cancer and needs right. a ride by going to take them to their treatment. So I am so grateful to him for you know, his support.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and this is a special edition where we're celebrating the kickoff for the Beach Cities Relay for Life 2016 of the American Cancer Society, and it's going to be a great event. It's always a lot of fun, and we're going to talk about what you can experience as a sponsor or as just a volunteer and showing up and just being there in person, which is a lot of fun. Also, we'd love to have you call in if you want to give a brief testimony as a cancer survivor or as a caregiver. We'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to hear your comment or question. Now, one more set, Maria, of sponsors. We want to talk about the gold sponsors, townzilla.com. Just like it sounds, TOWNZILLA, townzilla.com, and Providence Little Company of Mary Medical Center. Of course, Little Company of Mary is an amazing facility here in the South Bay, and I always tell people, hey, my son, Jared, who's now 21, was born at Little Company of Mary, and we are always thankful for that from them. But tell us, Maria, about Townzilla and Little Company of Mary.
Well, I welcome Townzilla to Relay for the first time. I have personally not met them yet, and I don't really know too much about them yet, so it'll be fun to see what Townzilla brings to Relay, but we're so grateful to have them. UCLA Health is, Little Company of Mary has been a sponsor for many years now, and I'm so glad and welcome them back. They have an incredible team that comes out. They have their own team, and they walk around in scrubs or scrub tops, which is the uniform that they use at the hospital, and they always have their stethoscope around their neck, and they're just great. You know, they are great contributors and big supporters, and they have a great team.
Hmm. And it's just wonderful. Go. What does someone have to do to become a gold sponsor?
A sponsor, all you have to do is commit to being to a donation and say how you'd like to help, And there are sponsorship forms, so any team captains or myself or Maggie Walsh, our staff specialist, anybody can come out and talk to you about a sponsorship. We encourage all local businesses to participate as much as we can. It is the local businesses and the community that make this a success. And, you know, it's just I've met so many incredible business people, and each year we have, you know, somebody new and somebody returning. And you can sponsor from, if you sponsor $1,000 or more, mm-hmm. your business is advertised on the T-shirt that we all wear that day, whether it be a team captain T-shirt or a survivor T-shirt or just a team member T-shirt. And it's also put in our program, and there was about 1,200 people at our relay last year, so everyone gets one of those. And mm-hmm. they are also announced throughout the day and thanked, and we have Mayor Steve Aspel, co-chairs. He comes to our event, and he presents the awards to all the sponsors, and right. We totally need sponsorships. We want right. sponsorships. Right. We want teams, and we want new team members, and right. we want cancer survivors. So
right.
Those are the four different areas that make our relay successful.
And I just Steve Aspel is an amazing public official, but he's also just an amazing personal friend and an amazing guy, and also a stomach cancer survivor. And
colon cancer.
Colon cancer. I'm sorry. Yes. Colon cancer. And he does what he does for, I think, the right reasons. And he supports Relay because he says it's a personal fight and a personal remembrance. And the fact that I happen to be mayor sometimes or a city councilman or whatever, that's just a bonus that I get to mm-hmm. highlight what's going on a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So let's hear another story. We have two that I wanted to highlight really briefly, Sonia and Portia. You know Portia, don't you, Maria?
I know both Sonia and both Portia.
Tell me a little bit about Portia.
Portia works for the American Cancer Society, and she's the liaison with UCLA Health with mm-hmm. The medical side of the American Cancer Society. And she basically goes out to places like Little Company Mary, UCLA Health, anyone that has a partnership from a medical standpoint.
Right. Well, let's.
Them.
Okay. And so let's hear from Portia.
Hi, my name is Portia, and I'm proud to be in the fight against cancer for my grandpa, my aunt, and most recently, my uncle. My uncle was the patriarch of our family, and right before Christmas this past year, in 2015, he was diagnosed with advanced metastatic colon cancer. He gave it his best shot. He went through surgery and radiation and followed all of the doctor's orders. Sadly, he succumbed to cancer just a couple weeks later and passed away on New Year's Day. In less than a month, he was gone. My uncle was our rock. He fought for us. So now we fight for him. The funds raised through Relay for Life are providing life-saving cancer research, treatment, and prevention. Colon cancer is the most preventable cancer. You get screened and you get the cure. So I'm telling everyone for my uncle this year, and I relay for him. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm back.
Oh, hi.
I was on mute there.
I was like, where did you go, Joe?
I was so quiet. No, but
Thank you, Portia.
Yes, I was just saying that this concept of colon cancer being so preventable, but people don't go out and get the colonoscopies, do they?
No, well, thank you so much for bringing that up. I'd like to, talk a little bit about 80 by 18, and at the same time take an opportunity to thank another sponsor, South Bay Gastroenterology Group, right here in Torrance. They are sponsoring us this year, and they also have their own team. But more importantly, the 80 by 18 colorectal campaign, or the Blue Pin campaign, and they're also a Blue Pin, is the American Cancer Society's goal for the community, for the world, basically, that it is the most preventable cancer, and we are encouraging you, go and get your colonoscopies. You can prevent colon cancer with early detection. All colon cancers, start from a polyp, and it takes a while for it to develop, or I should say most colon cancers. I won't say all, but you can get a polyp removed. So we are encouraging you, if you're 50 years old or more, go out and get your colonoscopy. It's so important.
Preventative.
Not once a year. After you have your first colonoscopy, the doctor will then tell you, based on his findings, whether or not you have to have one in 2 years or in 5 years or in 10 years.
Okay.
But you should have your initial screening at the age of 50. Sometimes they do them a little bit earlier, depending upon a strong family history or symptoms. But go out and have your colonoscopy.
Now, I want to hear from Susan. Can you say South Bay Gastroenterology 3 times fast, Susan?
No, I can't, Joe.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try. Not on air.
South Bay Gastroenterology. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd throw in. There are several other bronze sponsors. Tell us a little bit about Teradata and LA Bears. Who are LA Bears?
Okay, LA Bears. I have to say.
You're on mute there, Maria.
I'm
there
sorry. Thanks, Joe.
Nope. It happens.
Teradata is a. It's new to our relay in Beach Cities, but it's actually been participating. It's a business in El Segundo, and one of our team captains recruited them. And I think she works for them, actually. And, again, they're new this year, so we welcome them, and we welcome El Segundo, businesses, and we really appreciate that. They are joining us. LA Bears, actually, LA Bears is an organization of men that go out and raise funds for different organizations. And the reason why they supported our relay this year, and actually they did as well last year, my brother is part of this group. And last year when we got rained out, I was a little bit short funds, and I called him and I said, "Hey, can you help? I want to meet my goal." And they came through for us, and they've already come through this year. So I am very grateful to them and to my brother Frank for supporting my mission. And as you can, I think you're starting to get this picture. My whole family is in there with me.
Maria, you're an amazing influence. Amazing.
Thank you, Joe.
And of course, everyone that knows you, that loves you, is thrilled to be involved with the Relay for Life campaign and to just be with you in this endeavor. It's a wonderful way to stay in touch, and it's a wonderful way to go through life, really, fighting for something that really, really matters. Tell us a little bit about Sonia.
Sonia also works for the American Cancer Society, and Sonia and Portia are a great example of the people that I've met through the Coastal Council and through Relay. They're both in the Culver City office, and she actually was one of my very first contacts the American Cancer Society, because she was organizing some of the CPS3 studies, and we talked about the CPS3 study. That was my first project with the American Cancer Society, and incredibly supportive. If I need anything or paperwork or she's right there. One of her primary roles with the American Cancer Society right now is the colorectal campaign and the blue pin campaign. So she's going out there, and she's the liaison for health services again, and goes out there and talks to different communities, whether they're clinics or whether they're hospitals, and she is incredibly organized and motivated and inspirational, and she's just they're just wonderful people to work with.
Let's hear a little bit from Sonia.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm the Health Systems Manager for the American Cancer Society. And I relay because I know that the funds raised help to support our projects with local community clinics to increase cancer screening rates and educate the community about cancer prevention. I lost my own uncle to lung cancer, and so I'm especially passionate about our information around smoking cessation and the benefits of quitting. Our health education efforts lead to a reduction in cancer incidence and mortality, and I want more communities to benefit from the great work so that we can continue to make a difference in the fight against cancer.
We have so many people involved and so many young people involved. It's really an amazing, wonderful thing. And I just wanted to pivot a little bit to you, Susan, and to talk about how you've been involved with the Northrop Grumman effort in the Relay for Life. Can you talk a little bit about how other people can get their business, their employer involved? You've been so successful, it's obviously gone national. It's really quite a story. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, I don't know if I was responsible for it becoming national.
No, you were responsible. You're always, it's all you.
But I'll tell you, you know, just going to, you know, your employer, talking to them about it, asking for their sponsorship. Everyone has been touched by cancer. Your boss has been touched by cancer. And everybody wants to do something about it. So it's, I don't think it's really that difficult, you know, to get the sponsorships or the donations or the support, you know, from the community. And, you know, and just getting them to the Relay is very motivational.
Right. It's
yeah, excuse me.
Go on.
Go ahead, Maria. No, I agree with Sue completely. I mean, Susan, she's totally right. You just got to go and ask, and you got to tell them what Relay's about. A lot of people still don't know what Relay's about, and I think once you do come to your first Relay, you'll just leave incredibly inspired with a hopeful heart, and you want to participate. For instance, when I went to I wanted to talk a little bit about Raging Cajun, the restaurant here in Redondo Beach on PCH. I'll give you an example. I go there and eat all the time, and it's just a cute little place with great food. And so I was having lunch one day with my girlfriend, and the owner was there, Steve. And I decided, you know, let me just ask him if he'd be interested in helping or having a sponsorship or a team. And I basically went up to him and just said, hey, you know, I'm a Redondo Beach resident. I'm a cancer survivor. I'm the event lead for Relay for Life of Beach Cities, and basically just explained to him a little bit about what Relay was and what we do. And, you know, he was on board immediately. You know, we went back and met, and we talked a little bit about things that he could do or different ways that businesses can get involved. And he, you know, he decided that he would do a day of giving on July 5th. So from the time he opens to the time he closes, he's going to donate back 15% of all his sales. Even if you're not affiliated with Relay, or the American Cancer Society for every customer that comes in. And he's going to have raffles, and he's going to sell feet for the whole month of June. And the feet are just donations. You can go into a business and leave these little feet there, and someone who's coming in to have dinner could say, oh, you know, they'll see him at the register and say, okay, I'll donate like $5, and then they'll put their name up. I know you've seen them in grocery stores. But there's just so many different ways you can reach out to businesses, and the most important thing is going and sharing your story and just asking. They can say no, but, you know, it's just going out there and asking.
Right. It is an effort that anyone can make. You don't have to have any special talent. You certainly don't have to sell. There's nothing to sell. You're not selling anything. You're actually offering your employer an opportunity to allow their employees, to give their employees a gift, because it really is, I have to say, Maria, a gift to be involved with Relay. Our children are involved. My daughter and her holy guacamole team. She has so much fun being an adult, being responsible in that way. Sarah really enjoys doing it, and we're so thankful for having that time with her when she's doing that. It's just a joy. You know.
And Joe, thank you sincerely too, because I came to carry my friend of, you know, like I said, you know, you don't want to remember this, but it's like 22 years now.
And oh,
Carrie's also a cancer survivor, and she hadn't done Relay with me. And I approached her three years ago and said, hey, I'm really involved in this. Would you like to come and walk with me and walk that first survivor lap with me? Because that is just something that we need to celebrate every moment of our lives that we have to celebrate today. And she said, yeah, I'd love to. And now you're helping, and now Sarah has her teams,
holy guacamole.
Yeah. So you see, like, one person in your family became inspired, and it's contagious. So we're hoping that more people get the bug.
Yeah, I mean, the example is that my daughter said, you know, I'd like to be involved. What am I going to do? And she came up with this great idea. She makes guacamole, and for each serving of guacamole, you make a donation. And so that builds her team's coffers. And it's just such a simple idea. But it's so much fun. They had so much fun making the guacamole, the different spices and the different flavors. And then I heard from several people, you know, that it was fantastic, because they get to eat something while they're walking the circuit, something healthy and tasty. So it's just all around a great idea. Now we have to do this. My wife was diagnosed with thyroid cancer 4 years ago in 2012. Carrie, was her whole life concerned about cancer. Her father's sister died of cancer, stomach cancer, I believe. It was something. Her mom had gotten breast cancer, and it was something that she dreaded, and it turned out to be thyroid cancer, and it turned out to be extremely treatable and curable, the most curable form of thyroid cancer, which we're so thankful for. But I just want to hear a little bit from my dear wife, Carrie. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Carrie. I first began walking in Relay for Life with my young children and a group of our friends many years ago. We relayed together in support of those of our friends and family members who had lost their battle against cancer, and for those who are survivors. Then I myself was diagnosed with cancer the year two of my children were graduating, one from high school and one from college. My cancer was stage 2 thyroid cancer. It was the slow-growing kind, so it had been there for some time, and I didn't know. It was a surprise, a shock, but I had support. My family, my friends, the many doctors and nurses, they all helped to add more birthdays to my life. I'm grateful to be considered a survivor, and a survivor for 4 years now. I still relay for friends and family members who've had cancer, and now I relay for myself as well. Come join me and help us create a world with more birthdays.
I'm back now. And so there you go, testimony from my wife, Carrie, and it just touches us all so deeply and so no one is without, you know, a story about a friend or a relative or someone that they care about. And, you know, we have a caller. I want to see if I can bring the caller in. Caller, last 4 digits, 9535. Can you hear us?
I didn't flush.
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Hello.
This is Joe. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
My name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Susan. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. So, Larry, tell us your story.
First of all, my mother's a breast cancer survivor, and she's still going strong at 89, but I have lost a sister and several aunts and uncles to cancer, so always trying to find a way to remember them and do something to fight back. And I wanted to find out, how do you find out about joining? How do you find out about getting involved? Is there a website or a phone number I can call?
Maria?
Did you hear that? Yeah. Hi, Larry. Hi. You can go to Relay for Life of Beach Cities if you're just in Beach Cities, and it will pull up the site, and you'll see the event site. And you can, if you're a cancer survivor, you can register for free, and we will. You can join any of the teams on there. But our homepage, and I think Joe has the link for it on the. Will you have the link available if people go and look, Joe, on the site?
Well, not for Blog Talk Radio. No, there's no link.
Okay, so it's Relay for Life of Beach Cities, and it will take you right to our homepage, and you can sign up for free. You can join a team, and if you would like to be a sponsor, or if you would like to be a team captain and don't know much about it, there's a phone number also available. For Maggie Walsh or for myself, anyone can call me. I would be more than happy to take any calls or answer any questions, and my number is 310-874-2928, and I'd love to answer your questions or help you get involved, I hope that helps a little bit.
Thank
Does
you,
help,
Maria,
Larry?
Very much so. Yes, it did. Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you there too, Larry. So, you know, Maria, it's time now. This is what we're here doing, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to give you an opportunity to volunteer, to give you an opportunity to share the story of Relay for Life with a friend or a relative. You can find the link on Google, you know, Beach Cities Relay for Life, and you'll find the link. It's very easy. Just Google it, and you can share it. I'm imploring you to share it with 10 people. Share the South Bay Show and Relay for Life, and you'll find that link and share that. You'll see it all over Facebook and Twitter. People are sharing the link. If you share that with 10 people and everybody does that, we're gonna have quite a group of volunteers and sponsors. Now, Maria, are there any other links or phone numbers that you want to give out to people to get involved?
Actually, I'm going to talk to Susan for a minute, and I'm actually going to give you the specific.
Okay. All right. Well, Susan, when you think of, you know, you've been involved for over a decade and almost a decade and a half. What are some of the things that you've seen that you say, yeah, I was a part of doing that? I mean, there's been so many advancements in cancer research and cancer treatments, and I know they talk about that often at Relay events, the things that Relay for Life has been responsible for helping bringing into reality. Is there anything that stands out in your mind, Susan, about how Relay has really helped on the ground?
You know, I was already involved in Relay for Life when I was diagnosed.
Mm.
And, you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was caught early with a mammogram.
Mm.
And that's, you know, something they really hit on at the Relay is you know, getting checked. You know, I mean, that's important, early detection. And so I was lucky. It was detected early. And not only that, I had the support from so many people when I was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I went to get the biopsy, I had two friends that decided, no, they needed to come with me because they had been through it. They knew what I was going to go through. So it helped so much. And I felt like, wow, I was so lucky. You know, not only was it caught early, you know, I had a partial, you know, lumpectomy, as they call it, and radiation treatment, 33 radiation treatments. Did not have to go through chemo, and no recurrence, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But half my team are survivors, and more survivors are joining my team every year. And it's the support you get, and you find out more about what support's available, you know,
right.
and just the stories you hear, it's, you know, that's a good part of Relay, I think, is just, you know, the support, the information, there's pamphlets, you know, there's the UCLA group, always there answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's motivational for sure in getting yourself checked out, mm-hmm. staying on top of that, you know, and,
right.
and some of the surgeries too are much more advanced than they were. The chemotherapy
right.
is much more advanced than it used to be,
right.
you know.
Maria?
Okay, so, Joe, hi, I'm here. A couple of really important things that I want to say. First of all, you asked about how people can reach us. We have a Facebook page. Go and visit it and like it. And it usually includes lots of different information about the upcoming fundraisers. And people actually post a lot of different photos that are incredibly inspiring. And you can reach the webpage that I keep talking about where all the sponsors are thanked because it's impossible to thank each one of them today. They are all totally, totally appreciated, and we don't want to forget anybody. So those sponsorships are listed. Their business logos are on that site. And to get to that site, you just go to www.relayforlife.org/beachcitiesca. That's www.relayforlife.org/beachcitiesca. And that's our website, and you can see all the different sponsorships and get updates. You can also join. You can donate on that site. You can start a team on that site. It really is, you know, a primary way of communicating with people. There's a phone number on that site for Maggie, the staff specialist, and there's my email on that site. And
right.
that's really how you can reach us. You know, just again, I want to just say there are so many sponsors, and without them and without the teams and the survivors,
we wouldn't even have a relay, and I appreciate them all very much. One sponsor that I really want to talk about, and you can support their event, July, I think you might have a list of them, July 4th, the Village Runner will be having a walk, or a run, is it? And they had one for St. Patrick's Day, and they donated lots of money to us, and they're going to do the same thing on July 4th. So go out and support that run or walk, and we really appreciate their sponsorship this year. I want to read this to everybody, though, a little bit, because I think that it really, really says, you know, what walking around that track is about. I walk around a track today. I walk to help a disease go away. I walk because there is a need. I walk that bodies can be freed. I walk to give a small child hope. I walk to help someone cope. I walk for a husband or a wife. I walk to help prolong a life. I walk with my head held high. I walk for that one about to die. I walk excitedly, not demure. I walk to help find a cure. I walk for everyone to see. I walk for you. I walk for me. And I walk for hope.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, Maggie, or, I'm sorry, Maria, I have to have
She's
you
She's always
talk,
with us.
I have to have you talk about someone who is so special. Now, there, you know, if people remember the famous book Animal Farm by George Orwell, there was a phrase in that book about some animals being more equal than others. And, of course, no one is more equal than anyone else in Relay for Life, but there's something about Maggie Walsh. There's something about her commitment, her good humor, her tireless dedication. There's just something about Maggie Walsh that some might consider, you know, making her more equal than others. But can you talk a little bit about Maggie?
Oh, Maggie is incredible. She's like my third child. She's my triplet. She's the same age as my girls, so you know, we're always telling her that God brought me another daughter or an adopted daughter. She has an incredible family. And Maggie graduated from UCLA, and while she was at UCLA, she worked the Relay for Life there. And they just had their relay yesterday and raised $130,000 with Maggie as their staff specialist. And she lost her dad to brain cancer. And from the moment she lost him, or the moment she watched him battle his cancer, she was very young, and it inspired her. And she knew she wanted to make a difference. And I know he is incredibly proud of her, and I know so is Jeannie, her mom. She's an incredible inspiration. She's enthusiastic. She's just so committed to her job and to the community and to the cause. And you know, she's an incredible blessing. We're very lucky to have her. She inspires me. She's the reason why I go out there and I tell her, okay, Maggie, come over. Today's our pacing the pavement day, and we'll go out there and paint our world color. Paint our world purple together. But the day of relay, we're gonna have another interview in July, but the day of relay is really a lot of fun. There's team walks, there's entertainment, there's a silent auction. We have an incredible event. The fire department comes, and the police department, people give out, you know, they come and they give out awards to the cancer survivors, and it's just an incredible experience, and I welcome all of you to journey beside me July 16th.
Now, I'd just like to hear a little from Maggie right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Maggie Walsh.
Hi, my name is Maggie Walsh, and I'm proud to say that I'm a caregiver. Being a caregiver for my dad was the hardest and most humbling time of my life. When I was just 14 years old, my dad, who was also my best friend, was diagnosed with brain cancer. My vibrant, healthy, and active dad got the worst diagnosis, malignant, inoperable, and reoccurring brain tumors that were either grade 3 or 4. Needless to say, it was a very hopeless time. My dad fought so courageously, never giving up, after going through chemo, radiation, and 2 gamma knife surgeries. When his tumors continued to worsen, he tried a treatment that wasn't FDA approved. My dad and my best friend passed away on November 10th, 2006, when I was just 15 years old. And today and every day, I fight for him. Relay for Life has become my whole world because it's changed my whole life, giving me hope for the future, the treatments that are being developed every day with the money we're raising, and with the community that has become my family.
She really is an inspiration. That's certainly true. And I can't wait to see her again and do Relay with her. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this is the first of 2 shows that we're going to do. This one, we want everyone to share this with 10 people and build up volunteers, create a team, join a team, maybe get your employer involved or other sponsors. But we're going to have another show, right, Maria?
Yes, we are. That's right, and, Joe. We're going to have another show.
And that's going to be just before the Relay, and that's going to be basically to get people to come and participate. Hopefully the volunteers will already be involved and the sponsors will already be involved, right?
Oh, sure. We'll tell you about what to expect the day of Relay in our next interview, and we'll share the different entertainment and some of the people that will be there and our guest speakers. We have incredible guest speakers usually, and we'll talk more about what's going to actually happen that day and invite you guys all to come out. But if you're a cancer survivor, please, we want you to celebrate with us, so go on that Relay for Life of Beach City site and sign up and come out and walk with us, and let's celebrate together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this was an amazing show. We heard such heartfelt survival stories and caregiver stories, and this was wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan Cohen, for doing this.
Absolutely, and if anyone would like to join my team, it's called Wings with Dreams.
Wings?
I'd be happy to have anyone. Wings with Dreams. And we decorate our campsite with butterflies because butterflies represent a new life.
Right, right. Wonderful. And Maria Stiritz? I was just talking about your daughter.
Maggie and Maria, they're kind of interchangeable.
They
here.
Are. I was just talking about your daughter, Maggie. But Maria, thank you so much for everything that you do for Relay. And it's wonderful to be with you today. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Joe, for your support and your commitment. And thank you for walking beside me as we fight against cancer.
We are arm in arm against this disease, and also against people being alone and feeling that they're isolated. You're not in this fight alone. There's many, many people in your community that understand what you're going through as a family, caregiving, or as an individual with cancer. Reach out and join a team, or just come that day and see that there's plenty of other people in your own community that understand what you're going through and that want to literally walk arm in arm with you as you go through this. So hopefully that will make your walk easier. Therefore, that's our show for today. Again, your mission, share this show with 10 people, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those things. Just get it out there, and we'll see you on the day of the event. Maria?
Yeah. Joe, one last thing, because you were just talking about how you're never alone. The American Cancer Society has a 1-800 number. It's 1-800
877-2345. You can call that number 24 hours a day if you have any questions, 1-800-227-2345. And they can also direct you to a relay, and they have an incredible support system. So use that number if you want to know more about the American Cancer Society.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you'll be inspired, or you will be energized by this show, and we'll see you soon at a relay near you. All right, that's
okay.
Our show for
Thank
today.
Thank you, Jill. Have a good day. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, hold on, Maria. Hold on. Don't hang up yet. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you go, and we hope to see you soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.